these British and American scientists, were they mainly interested in this swamp project that you worked on?
Primarily, yes. Right. Primarily, but not exclusively. As time advanced, other people came with a biophysical background. For example, there came men, a lieutenant in the Navy, Goldman. David Goldman was a biophysicist who had gotten his degree under Casey Cole, same Cole I mentioned before, who had done such pioneering work on electrical properties. And Goldman noticed that I had, by that time, built rather advanced instrumentation for study of dielectric properties and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And he visited the institute several times, and I talked with him about it. And shortly thereafter, perhaps as a consequence of those visits, I was offered to come to this country under very favorable circumstances. Unusually favorable circumstances, mm-hmm. I would say. One day, a lieutenant came to me, that he has a contract, think it over, won't put any pressure on you. I'll come back after a week and you can tell me if you like to accept it or not. And the contract specified that I would be transported for half a year to the United States and back. Quarters in the United States and aboard ship would be that of a junior officer. I would be on leave from the university. My salary would continue to be paid in Germany at double the rate. In the United States, I would get free lodging and free food in officers' canteen and a per diem of some several hundred dollars. That was too good mm-hmm. to believe, mm-hmm. so I accepted.
Was this in 47?
That was in 47. So I came in 47. To the aeromedical equipment laboratory
uh-huh.
with the intent of return half a year later on to Germany.
Mm-hmm.
But then several things happened to my great surprise and pleasure after all. The fierce suffering in Germany, I was experienced now a great deal of very pleasant events, such as at the Navy, they informed me they would like me to work on some projects. Only part of the time, the rest of the time, I would be privileged of projects of my choice, provided that they would be approved.
Mm-hmm.
The other Germans who worked in the Navy had got the same, there were two other ones, the same privilege. And we all write research proposals. And they were checked. Typically, my proposal was evaluated at MIT, the University of Pennsylvania, and some, the Navy itself, and some other institution. I don't know which one. And I had to make trips to MIT, near Penn, things like that. And from the three proposals, three terms, and mine was the only one which was accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Highly recommended. My proposal was to start a real sweeping study of the electric acoustic properties with state-of-the-art instrumentation after the war being available and to determine mechanism
mm-hmm.
and to extend the range of frequencies to much higher, much lower frequencies than ever before used.
Uh-huh.
And that, I started in the Navy, and shortly thereafter I got an offer from Penn and the Navy, what equipment I had constructed in the Navy, the Navy permitted me to take to the University of Pennsylvania. So the very fact that I could set up a research program, which I knew would be a long-range one,
mm-hmm.
made me decide to accept when the Navy offered me after the first half year to stay
uh-huh.
longer.
I see.
I changed my mind, went briefly back to Germany, closed down whatever I had there on a permanent basis.
But
and decided to stay for a longer period of time in the United States. Then I got the offer from Penn, you mm-hmm. know, and I accepted it.